Oh, I'm having hell.
What's the trouble?
Well, I got a little bit in the Congress, a little bit with the Indochina, the Vietnamese, and a little bit all over the country, and I just thought I'd call you and try to get a little advice and a little inspiration. And I've been reading history and saw how much hell you had, and you handled it pretty good. And I just thought maybe I could learn something from you.
Well, I think you're handling it pretty good, too.
No.
Particularly well pleased with the way you handled all those things. I don't see anything that you've got anything to worry about at all. You know how to do it. And I know you can do it.
Well, I'm doing the best I can. And my problem is... kind of like what you had in Korea. I talked to Clark Clifford today at lunch.
Yes.
We just looked back over what you did and how you handled it. And I got a letter I wrote you the day afterwards when I was a young senator. And I said, I just think what you've done is wonderful. And I want to tell you that I'm behind you in whatever you do. As before old Bob Taft got up on the floor and started raising hell about you ought to had a resolution or something. But I'm going to send you a copy of that letter tomorrow. Clark Clifford and I were talking about it today at lunch. And I got him to read me a copy of it. But I want to ask you, all I know to do out there is what I am doing. And I think when they go in and kill your boys, you got to hit back, and I'm not trying to spread the war, and I'm not trying to...
You bet you have. You bust them in the nose every time you get a chance, and they understand that language better than any other kind.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about, and if any time you feel like it, can or want to, I'd like to have you come up here and spend a night with me.
All right, I'll see if I can't do that.